This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, we're going to focus on all kinds of healthy things. Chantal Lascaris has just brought out a book called All Sorts of Healthy Dishes. Her previous book is called All Sorts of Salads. Do you remember when we spoke to her about it not so long ago?
Yes.
I have all sorts of salads, and I often look at it when I'm looking for inspiration. See, the problem is that a salad can be very boring, and Chantal decided to hell with boring salads. We're going to find ways of doing them in a more interesting way. So she revolutionized. That's the only book in South Africa about salads. Am I right? That's still the only book in South Africa about salads.
That's dead right.
Yeah, exactly. And so you decided, well, look, these idiots out there, they need more. Because I'm one of the idiots. The salads are not enough. We need all kinds of healthy dishes because you love coming up with these recipes. You love putting them together. You love entertaining people. It's something that you do anyway. And you thought, you know what? There might be people who could benefit from this because we're all looking for new ideas. It can get very boring in the kitchen. And if you don't find new and inspiring ways to do interesting stuff and healthy stuff,
indeed,
it all falls down, right?
That's great. I think also for me, what was part of the inspiration of writing the second book was every time I went to the Mediterranean, which I was lucky enough to do, every time I came back from a trip from a country along the Med,
yeah,
I came back feeling better. And I kept, and I didn't
right,
actually.
More energy.
I felt healthier.
Looking better.
I had eaten a lot. I had drunk a lot, I must admit. But I still came back feeling healthy, and I hadn't put on a lot of weight. Because normally you come back from a holiday and you go, oh, I've put on 5 kilos or 10 kilos or whatever it is.
Because people overindulge on a holiday.
They overindulge.
Right.
And I came back and I couldn't understand why I kept feeling so good when I came back. So I started investigating the whole Mediterranean diet,
right,
as it's called. Although it's not really a diet, it's a lifestyle or a way of eating.
Well, what do they have and what do they do right that we don't?
I think the one big thing is that they eat a lot more fruit and vegetables.
Right.
And I know South Africans, that's quite a hard thing to do. We love our red meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat very small amounts of red meat. So, because obviously there, it's quite hard to, along the Med, if you think about it, where do you graze cattle? Yeah,
and
where do you raise
kind of
cattle?
Sure.
They eat like 15 kilos of grass a day. There isn't that kind of vegetation there.
Right.
So they're eating things more like lamb and they do eat a bit of pork. So their red meat consumption is quite small. And I think that's one of the tough things as for us as South Africans, because we're such big red meat eaters. But the veggies, I think, is really what it is. Also,
you're talking Ben's language. He likes this.
And
right,
also
Ben?
They use
sure.
olive oil. I mean, if that's the main source of your fat would be an olive oil rather than butters. And
which everybody
like that.
Says is the most healthy way you can have
exactly.
fat, right?
Exactly.
So they do. They put olives in things. They use a lot of veg. They use a lot of fruit. I mean, when I think of Mediterranean food, I think of the best food of all.
I kind of call it the sunshine cuisine.
Yeah.
Because when you see the colors and the vibrancy of it, every time you go into a market and you see this beautiful display of food, it's just beautiful to look at. All you want to do is actually consume it.
So it's partly for people who just want to eat healthy stuff.
Correct.
But interesting healthy stuff. And it might also just be for people who are looking for a little variety. Because, again, even if you are a red meat eater and you're one of those South Africans who likes to braai, you can't braai every day.
Exactly. And I think also what happens with one of the things that my book does is really there just to inspire you to look in your cupboard, look in your fridge, see what's in the recipe and come up with your own things. So
sure.
often you see combinations and you think, gosh, I hadn't thought of something like that. And a lot of people have come back saying that it's so nice to see different combos here. I also use a lot of things like lentils and chickpeas, and people go, gosh, I never thought of using that as well. And that's a nice, inexpensive way also of actually sort of bulking up your meal.
So if you had to choose, because the Mediterranean is a vast area, you've got different kinds of food along the Med. Mm. I mean, there's Spanish, there's Italian, there's French, there's Croatian, there's
Turkish,
there's Greek,
and I've put and also
Israeli,
Moroccan.
I mean, yeah. There's so many things that we've got along the Med that are very different. So if you had to choose, if I had to put a gun to your head and say you have to eat one country's dishes for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would probably say gosh, that's, I would maybe say Turkish.
I've
got to know a lot of the Turkish
food. Tell me about Turkish food. I don't know much about that.
It's
never
very,
been to Turkey.
Funny enough, the Turkish food is very similar to the Greek food. So I'm covering my bases here.
Right, okay.
So it's the Turkish food, the Greek food, very similar to the Israeli food, similar to the Lebanese way of eating.
Yeah.
So, and also the good thing about it is that so many of the ingredients actually are from a lot of countries around the Med. We can actually get in South Africa.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm actually saying it's such a good way of eating, because it's not exotic food that we have to find. If you have to follow an Asian type diet in South Africa, it's a lot harder. You'd have to go to specialist places to get the food. But 9 times out of 10, everything in my book, you will find you already have either in your fridge or in your cupboard.
And you mentioned earlier it's a lifestyle. So the thing that the Mediterraneans get right too is that they're never in a hurry.
Exactly. They enjoy their meals.
Right. The meal is an occasion that can go on for hours, where you've got family and friends and wine and everybody's having a good time and it's very relaxed. In South Africa, it's almost like you have to get that meal done and you have to do it at this time, and then you must eat as quickly as you can because you've got other things to do afterwards. And we can't live like that, right? And now going into December, this is the perfect time to be doing things the Mediterranean way.
Exactly. I think it's a perfect opportunity for families in general to actually bond, because we're not spending enough time together. I think it's great if you can make every meal an occasion where you sit together with your children, you switch the phones off, they're banned from the table, and you actually communicate with each other, find out about what happened in your day. And I think that's part of what makes it, or takes away the stress.
Now, can you cater with your book and your dishes? Can you cater for a lot of people?
Very much so, because also you can do lots of small dishes, like meze, we call it meze, or things like you. A lot of people know that word. So you can either do lots of small dishes, or you can just double up on the dishes. It's nice and easy.
I went to a Greek party on Saturday night.
Did you break plates?
But we ate and ate and ate. There was so much food, and it wasn't like there was ever going to be a chance of anything running out.
No, they love their food, and I think that's what it's all about, is enjoying what you have in front of you.
All right, so let's just talk about the Greek food for a second. And I'm surprised you're even in Johannesburg, because usually you're all over the place. Where I thought you'd be in Europe now, or in some other exotic place. So okay,
I'm chasing the sun.
Yeah, right.
I'd rather be here.
So what's next on your agenda, first of all, for going somewhere, and where are you still headed in the next couple of months?
Well, for now, we've got the December holidays coming up, so we're going to be going down to Sedgefield, where Miss Universe came from.
Yes, that's right.
Now we can officially state and claim.
Can you believe it? So we'll spend a couple of weeks there with family and friends.
Nice.
And enjoy the sunshine.
And do you genuinely enjoy, when you have things like that coming up in December, you enjoy the fact that all these people are going to come and you're going to be able to make some fantastic food for them?
Definitely. It's wonderful. Because in Sedgefield, it's quite a small little town, so we don't have a Woolworths or anything fancy.
Oh.
So
do you go to the market?
There's the fantastic market in Sedgefield.
Really?
Called Wild Oats.
Uh-huh.
It's very, very popular. People come all the way from Plett to visit it, and it's got an incredible food market.
Wow.
Where you can get a lot of organic food, just fresh fruit and veg. And
so you can tell the real foodies, because they're the ones who go to those markets.
Exactly. Although, obviously, in December, it's everybody's there. So you've got to get there at 7 o'clock in the morning. But generally, it's a good place to be. And that's part of with my book. It's so nice because, you know, there aren't great places to eat out. There's only a few of them. So you have to cook at home and you have to enjoy what you have. So, you know, the recipes from our book are perfect for something like that.
Tell me about some of the recipes, because people will want to know, like, give us examples of what your favorite things in the book are, and stuff that you came up with that you think is completely original that people might not have thought of.
Okay, so one of the things is for summer now, when it's so hot, is to have, there's a soup in here called a watermelon gazpacho.
Wow.
So most people don't think of watermelon into a soup. It's watermelon and beetroot. So that's a lovely, refreshing thing to have when it's hot.
It almost sounds like a smoothie.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Huh.
I mean, what is a smoothie? It's a soup.
It is a soup.
Under a different name.
Right.
So that's great.
And you can serve that cold.
Nice. And then from some other appetizers, there's a...
And watermelon is so South African,
it's so
right?
South African. It's wonderful. Again, that's something that I discovered in Seville, actually. And you kind of think, well, watermelon's there, but that's
Seville's famous for its oranges.
So I actually have a lovely orange chicken recipe in the book as well, which is, again, more like a lot of them also almost like salads, mm-hmm. and making your main courses more like a salad as opposed to just heavy with, you kind of think of heavy veggies in it, but it's not like that at all. Again, most of the veggies are served at room temperature.
Right. So and if you're having an active, busy December where there's a lot of entertaining, a lot of things going on, then you don't want heavy meals because it makes you tired and lazy.
And you don't want to have to be spending all the time in the kitchen while everyone else is having a lot of fun.
Or spending all the money buying the red meat, which is increasingly expensive, right?
Exactly. Well, that's why I put in a tin of chickpeas or some lentils and fills it up, and it makes it a lot more reasonable.
Right. Ben, have a look through that book. You're going to find something you like, I guarantee.
It does look good. It's like that cover you have in your kitchen, and you're just about to make something unhealthy, and you look at the book, and it's like, actually, no. Let me do better. Let me do better as a human.
It's called All Sorts of Healthy Dishes. It's a follow-up to All Sorts of Salads. How did All Sorts of Salads do, and is it still available?
It's still available, and it's still doing really well.
Okay, where can we get them?
It's at Exclusive Books and lots of leading booksellers and a couple of more specialist shops like Vendange, which is a home decor shop. They're stocking both of the books also.
Yeah, I hope it goes really well. It's a terrific book. I bought one or two for...
Thanks for your support.
No, sure. For people who in my family love cooking and who want to have a variety of recipes and exciting things to make. Because it can be very dreary in the kitchen sometimes.
Yeah, cooking can be a drudge thing. You know, if you're the main person doing the cooking every night or every day, it's you need to be inspired every now and again.
So, Gareth, have you progressed from your famous avocado and tomato that you would chop up and then call a salad?
Okay, so you embarrass me. Tell Chantel.
At least it doesn't have lettuce in it.
tell Chantel what you mean.
No, I mean, this is
I was so proud of myself.
You were so proud of yourself until the time that you almost chopped your finger off.
Getting the pip out of an avo.
That is something else, yeah.
So I made the salad. It was just tomato and avo with a whole lot of salt and pepper and some balsamic vinegar on it. My favorite thing in the whole world. I could eat that day and night, and I'd be very happy.
Yeah.
Well, it's healthy.
These people, all they did was mock me from morning till night.
Listen, I mean, the reason that I mocked you was because you were just so proud of this creation, and I thought...
I thought I was so original.
Now, are there any strict rules about what qualifies as a salad? Like, does it have to be minimum 3 ingredients for it to qualify? Or, I mean, could it be just literally one ingredient and that's a salad?
And actually, in the book, there are quite a few there, which is actually just 2 ingredients. Oh. So things like chopped
tomato
up tomato.
And avo, for example.
Well, instead of doing the
avo, qualifies, my buddy. Yeah. I hope you're listening.
Okay. Well, that would qualify as a salad. What I would do is maybe throw in some fresh herbs into something like that.
Okay.
Put some basil in there, and the balsamic is perfect.
See, a bit of higher grade, but this is why I learned.
And if you don't have fresh, then a bit of dried herbs, there's nothing wrong with that.
But
as
you
well.
Also have salads with some meat in them.
Yes, I do. Because, I mean, we are meat eaters. So I'm not going to bring a book out that doesn't cater to 90% of the people. It's just trying to find other things to serve with it. I think that's what's important. Is also when you're at a braai and you say, everyone says, "Oh, well, can you bring a salad?" I mean, your heart just sinks because you know you think, "I don't really want to eat another lettuce, tomato, cucumber salad
and with feta cheese."
With feta,
for the person who brings it, keeping those lettuce leaves from getting all wilted and sad.
And there's warm nothing in the sunlight.
And it's been sitting there for ages.
There's nothing worse than a warm, wilted salad. It's just so unappetizing.
Well,
right?
That's actually what part of the reason where the birth of the first book came from is because I don't really like lettuce. So I had to come up with other ideas on what made up a salad because I thought I just can't eat another, as we said, tomato, lettuce, cucumber salad. So I started coming up with other recipes and other ideas. And that's how it all started because there has to be more than lettuce.
There's got to be more to life than lettuce. Are there any exotic ingredients in here that you discovered or that you hadn't known about before that you'd started using and now that you love?
Not really, but I think one of the things that I have used that people have enjoyed is I enjoy pepper juice. Mm. And it's a South African invention.
They don't exist anywhere else.
And it really adds like a little bit of a zing into a salad or, you know, a main course. So that's one of the ingredients that's not strictly Mediterranean, but it works really, really well.
All right, so make sure you get this book. It's a nice Christmas present. It's called All Sorts of Healthy Dishes. It's a follow-up to All Sorts of Salads. Why don't you do yourself a favor and buy both?
Oh my gosh. I love the introduction because you list all these things that you recommend. Replace butter with olive oil, limit red meat, use herbs and spices to flavor, and then right at the end, drink red wine.
Yes, please.
I do say in moderation.
Oh, we may skip that word.
Don't be so disciplined. Fine.
All I saw was drink red wine. I'm in.
All right, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Chantel.
Thanks for having
it's
me.
Always nice to see you, and best of luck with this book, as with the previous one. Let's all eat healthily over the holidays, not overdo it.
Thanks very much.
Because, you know, you meant to come back in January and feel better, not worse.
Exactly.
You meant to be rested and healthy, not miserable.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Sia.
I know. I'm trying to keep my bunt size.
Sia was eating. You were one of the people having McDonald's yesterday, right?
Well, you know. Yeah, it really counts much. I don't know.
It's all right. You are allowed an indulgence every now
but
and then.
But I'll just have a salad at night.
I'm a better host. I prefer hosting, not being in the kitchen. So we'll find a healthy balance
with the
two. Exactly.
Right. Okay, well, thank you, Chantel.
This is CliffCentral.com.